Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be finishing off the sixth parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning parak Vav Mishnah Hey and parak Vav Mishnah Vav. The Mishnayos in this parak until now have been discussing the halacha of a person who eats Truma Bishogig, a non-Kohen who accidentally eats Truma. And the halacha is that such a person needs to pay back a Karen Vichoma. She needs to pay back the principal of that which she ate, of that which she stole from the Kohen, and he has to add on an additional Chomesh, an additional 25%. Of that which he ate, and give that to the Kohen as well. The final two Mishnayos of our Perek are going to be discussing from what is a person allowed to give that additional Chomesh, that additional 25%. Says the Mishnah, Ein Mishalim min Halaket, min Hashecha, min Apeya, min Hahefkar. Person is not allowed to pay that additional Chomesh from Leket, Shecha, Arpeya, three of the Matnos, three of the gifts, as we learned previously, that are given to the poor people. Leket is what a farmer accidentally drops in the field. Shecha is what he forgets in the field. And Peya is what he leaves in the corner of his field. Those are the matnos and the gifts that are given to the poor. And therefore, they must be left there. You can't use that money to pay the chomesh to the kohen. Umin Hefkar as well says the Mishnah, you can't take something that's ownerless and give that as part of the chomesh. Because again, it's ownerless. And then you have to specifically give something that belongs to you. Continues the Mishnah. Velo mi maiser rishon shenitla truma. So you also can't give from maiser rishon, which is generally speaking separated for the Levi. But in this case, nitla truma, so you gave the trumas maiser, the piece that goes from the Levi to the Kohen, the Levi separated as well. But nonetheless, you still can't give from this maiser rishon to the Chomesh. Continues in the Mishnah, Velo mi Maiser Sheni veHekdesh Nifta. You also can't give the Chomesh from Maiser Sheni or Hekdesh that were redeemed. Maiser Sheni is what has to be given and eaten in Yerushalayim. And if you don't want to bring it to Yerushalayim because it's too much, so you could redeem it on money and bring that money to Yerushalayim and spend that money in Yerushalayim. Hekdesh also has a certain value that can only be redeemed and used in Yerushalayim. So says the Mishnah, you can't take Maiser Sheni or Hekdesh that were redeemed and pay that from that for the Chomesh that you have to pay the Kohen. Why not? She'ein HaKodesh Podes HaKodesh. Because says the Mishnah, really the opinion of Rabbi Meir, because holiness, Kedusha, cannot redeem other holiness. You have a situation of Maaser Sheni or Hekdesh that have a level of Kedusha, so you can't allow those holy things to redeem other holiness. Other holy things, such as the Chomesh for the Truma. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. However, v'chachamim matirin be'elu. But the Chachamim disagree and say that when it comes to Maaser Sheni or Hekdesh that were redeemed, you are allowed, in those cases specifically, to give from the Chomesh from these things, because once they're redeemed, once the Maaser Sheni is redeemed and the money is going to Yerushalayim, once the Hekdesh is redeemed and the money is going to Yerushalayim, they lose their Kedusha, they lose their holiness, and therefore you could then take that item, take that money, and use it towards the Chomesh. That's the Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Can you use the Maaser Sheni and Hekdesh that were redeemed for the Chomesh? But everyone agrees that when it comes to Leket, Shecha, Peya, Hefker, Maaser Rishon, Shenitla, Trumaso, those things you are not permitted to use the Chomesh for. Continuing now with Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Mishalmin mi min al she'eno mino. That when you're paying the Chomesh, you can give the Chomesh from one type of specie, from one type of crop, on behalf of another type of crop. So if I accidentally ate a truma of apple, I can give the fifth from truma of oranges. Uvilvad sheyishalim min hayafal hara. As long as, says the Mishnah, you're paying the nicer one on behalf of the not nicer one. So if there was a not nice crop that I ate that I stole from the Kohanim, then if I'm taking a chomesh and giving a chomesh to the Kohen for that, it has to be from a nicer crop, from a nicer produce, from nicer crops than that which I actually ate from. That is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that you can use another crop to pay the Chomesh. For Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva says, no, ein mishalmin ela mimin al mino. Says Rabbi Akiva, no, you can only pay the Chomesh from the exact and precise type of crop that you ate from. Lefichach, therefore, says the Mishnah, im acha kishuan shel erev shviz, if a person eats gourds on erev shviz, right before the Shemitah year begins, he eats gourds, and after he eats them, there are no more gourds that are going to be available until after Shemitah. So says the Mishnah, Yamtin likishuin shel motzei shviyas. You gotta wait 2 years, wait until Shemitah's over, and then you're gonna have to give that exact same gourd after the Shemitah year. You can't give it on Shemitah because you can't use shviyas produce, you can't use Shemitah produce for this, for the purpose of paying the Chumash. Therefore, v'yishalem mehem, says the Mishnah, you would have to literally wait until after Shemitah to pay from the gourd, because you can't give any other type of crop. You have to, you ate a gourd, and therefore you have to give a gourd as well as part of that chomesh. Now, says the Mishnah, mimkom sh'Rabbi Eliezer mekal misham Rabbi Akiva machmir. From the exact place that Rabbi Eliezer was mekel, was lenient, it's from that exact same place that Rabbi Akiva was machmir, was strict, that both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva are going to use the exact same pasuk to prove their point. Again, Rabbi Eliezer says that you can use other species to pay the chomesh. Rabbi Akiva says you can only use the species that you ate, and they're both going to be sourced in the exact same pasuk. Shnemar, as the pasuk says in Sefer Vayikra, v'nasam l'kohen es ha-kodesh, the Torah says, you gotta give the Kohen the Kodesh, the holy Truma. Says the Mishnah, Kol Shehu Roi Liyos Kodesh. Anything that has the potential to become holy, anything that has the potential to become Truma, that can be given as the Chomesh, that can be given as Truma. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that he reads the Pasuk as saying that anything that has the potential to become holy, to become Truma, can then be given as part of the Chomesh to the Kohen if you eat it accidentally. For Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva says, and he disagrees and says, no, V'nosam L'Kohen Es HaKodesh, when the Torah says that you're giving the Kohen the holiness, the Truma, Kodesh She'achal. It only works if you're giving him the holiness, the holy Truma, that you actually ate. The specific crop that you ate must be given as part of this Chomesh, must be given as part of this additional 25%. So both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer learn their opinions based on this exact same Pasuk in Sefer Vayikra. Quick review, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hei taught us that when one's paying the chomesh, you can't pay from Lekach Shechar, pay from Hefker, from Onerless. You also can't pay from Maaser Rishon, which was given to the Levi, that he took the Trumas and Maaser, but that Maaser Rishon still cannot be given to the Kohen as part of the chomesh. Then there was a machlokas, can you give the Kohen the chomesh from Maaser Sheni or Hektesh that were redeemed? Rabbi Meir was of the opinion that you cannot, because you cannot give from one holy thing to another holy thing. You have Maaser Sheni or Hektesh that were holy, and now you're giving us Truma to the Kohen. You can't do that, says Rabbi Meir. But the Chachamim say, no, you are allowed to, because once the Maaser Sheni or the Hektesh are redeemed, they lose their holiness, they lose their Kedusha, and therefore you can give that as the Chomesh, as the 25%, as the Bar Tanur pointed out, the halacha is like the Chachamim. And then the last Mishnah, Parak Vav, Mishnah Vav taught us, imachlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, regarding whether or not you're allowed to give the Chomesh from a different type of crop, from a different type of produce, than that which you initially ate. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that you can give from another type of crop, as long as that another type of crop is nicer than the one that you originally ate. Rabbi Akiva says, no, that it has to be the exact same crop, and therefore if you eat something before Shemitah, that's not going to, you're going to have to wait another year before you can find another one that you're allowed to give. You'd have to wait that other year, because you have to give the exact same type of crop that you initially ate. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer learn from the exact same pasuk and say Vayikra, whether or not, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's a matter of anything that has the potential to become a Truma, that you should be giving, that you can give as part of the additional Chomesh. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, that it's V'nasim L'Kohen Es HaKodesh, that it's only Kodesh She'achal, that only it's the specific type of Truma that you ate, that which you're allowed to give as part of the Chomesh. So even though they disagree in Halacha, they're sourced in the exact same Pasuk in the Torah. Have a great day.